Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Time to talk about your health with Dr. Deborah Ann Mulligan, professor at Nova Southeastern University's College of Osteopathic Medicine. She's board certified in pediatrics and emergency medicine as well. Good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning on this chilly day.
Yeah, it is chilly out there. Hey, the Red Cross has declared a national blood emergency for the first time in its history. So It's the level of stored blood and donations are very low. Is this because of COVID, do you think? Is that why?
In large part, yeah. So to give perspective, the American Red Cross was founded in 1881 by Clara Barton. So when we say it's the first time in history, that's since 1881. And blood cannot be manufactured. There's no alternative treatment for blood transfusion. There are also certain blood types that are affected by the shortage in different ways. Because, you know, when you receive blood, you must also be appropriately matched so that your body will accept the blood and not reject it in, you know, an adverse reaction. So, Jimmy, consider one unit of blood is equal to about 2.5 cups or 500 milliliters. That's what one unit represents. And so while the average red blood transfusion is around 3 units, one car crash victim may require 100 units of blood.
Oh, boy.
One person. Imagine all the donors. So for a real world example of impact, Los Angeles County's Harbor UCLA Trauma Center, where I actually trained as a medical student, was shut down for a couple of hours a few days ago. That hasn't happened in 30 years, and it was because of the blood shortage.
Right.
So consider, you know, closing that place down in the middle of a COVID surge when hospitals and ambulance providers are already struggling is dangerous in delays to patients in need of life-saving medical attention. But then again, you know, it's not all about trauma centers. Every single day in every hospital in our area, blood is being used to help patients in their lives, whether it's a surgery or treating cancer. And what about those teeny tiny newborn babies who may need blood transfusions because their little bodies are so young and coming into the world early, they aren't developed enough to create their own bloodstream. So it's many different layers.
Yeah, I'll bet. So decisions are difficult decisions. I mean, for example, the place you talked about, they closed down as opposed to having to make choices between patients coming in?
Yeah, Dr. Marianne Dashi Hill is internationally known. She made that decision with LA County Department of Health. And she's actually worked with us at Nova Southeastern University on education training programs in the Middle East, believe it or not. And there's no way she would have made that decision unless it was absolutely imperative. And even 2 hours is a long time in that part of the country because of the location in LA County in Torrance. But, you know, to be clear, it's not necessarily that the need has gone up, but it's the supply, as you said at the beginning, that has decreased. And that would be not only the COVID surge and the crazy winter storms, even tornadoes yesterday in Florida, but you know, the biggest suppliers, a quarter of all donors are high school and college kids. And so with the on-campus blood drives being canceled, there goes 25% of your donation.
Right. Well, let's hope that my daughters are back in school. Well, one will be back on Friday. The other one went back on Monday. And I know there are a lot of schools that are just, doing remote elements, but even when they get there, they're less likely to have a drive, aren't they?
That's right, for now. But, you know, the American Red Cross and One Blood have entered into a joint venture because they know that they need to work together. One Blood is based down here in Florida. It's a not-for-profit, and it provides blood to hospitals and patients, partners throughout the Southeast, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. American Red Cross, we have chapters here and they supply 40% of the nation's blood. So just pick the one that's closest to you and easiest for you. You can actually donate blood every 56 days if you wanted to. And then, Jimmy, I don't know if you saw it, that your NFL partnered with the American Red Cross for this National Blood Donor Month. And if a person gives blood, platelets, or plasma in this month of January, they have a chance to win a trip to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles in February.
Does it matter? Let me ask you, it's probably a dumb question, but does it matter if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated? Can you give blood either way?
There are no dumb questions. That's a really good question. I bet a lot of people are wondering. No, you can go ahead and donate. Actually, some of them even, you know, I know some people that go, students will go to donate blood, and you get free testing of other illnesses to find out if you're positive for other things.
Like COVID, HIV.
It's a benefit besides those movies.
There's a lot of benefits to it. All right. Thanks, Doc. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Take care now.
Thank you.